begins with the emergence of a baby form which becomes you, and then, unaware of its soul, identifies as a separate living body, leads to many other misconceptions. The real hypnosis is the belief that you are not divine life, and that in some way you are separated from other bodies, and that God is not present where you are, and then your senses begin to work from the absence of God rather than the presence of God. Add this up through many incarnations, through many millions of forms, and many millions of incarnations of the human race, and you begin to develop a body of false consciousness, or world consciousness, or human universal beliefs, from which we all feed. You will discover that humanhood itself is a state of hypnotism. The human brain is automatically in a state of hypnotism. It is not under God government. It does not know its own soul. It has no capacity to know its spiritual body. It has no capacity to outlive its brief lifespan upon this earth. And when you fully understand that the soul, in its orbit, ascending to its permanent home, which it already has left, which already exists, which it already has known, that soul must be permitted to continue that journey in order for you to make your transition. When Master says, lose your life that you may find it, he's telling you to release the body of flesh which the brain controls for the invisible body of spirit. Which is the way you release your soul to its upgoing progression. When you try on the human level to live your human life, unaware of this spiritual evolution, you are not about your Father's business. And the grace which is ever present in your spiritual body, the life of God which is ever present in your spiritual body, the qualities and powers of God, which are ever present in your spiritual body, cannot work through into your experience. Now think about your spiritual body for a moment. Let's see if we can come to some understanding about what it really is. It is independent of matter. It is under divine law. It is never separate from God. It contains every divine quality. It's never sick, never suffering, never dying, never aging. It has no size, no shape, no weight. Never blind, it's never deaf. Never has a heart attack or cancer. Never has high blood pressure. It can never be in an earthquake or a fire or a war or under the influence of pollution or atomic missiles. And that is because your spiritual body never incarnates.
It never squeezes itself into a lifespan. It is totally uninfluenced by this world. It does not depend on human processes to be born. It does not emerge from your mother's womb. It is not born of woman. It has no parts to wear out. It never needs Medicare. It will never be buried. It is eternal, diseaseless, deathless, sinless, ageless. It is self-existent. It has no limitations, no lack. No indigestion, and because it never incarnates, it never can reincarnate. It is always alive. All problems of body take place only in the imitation image that man calls body, never in your spiritual body. In order to become acquainted with it, I'd like you to look at another dramatic picture. This one is the picture of Jesus. See him now as John, Peter, and James saw him. Changing from visible human form to light. Expanding from an atomic body of molecules, visible flesh, slowly expanding out, becoming more rarefied, less tangible, almost like the flame of a candle going outward and outward immensely, without boundary into light. That was a revelation of the spiritual body of man. It was not a revelation of your tomorrow body. It's a revelation of your today body, your real body. When you look correctly at the transfiguration of Jesus, you are looking at a wordless picture informing you that that is precisely how your real body is now. Where does it end? Nowhere. What does it weigh? No way to know. What color is it? You'll never see that with human eyes. How do you live in it? Be born again. Lose your life to find your life. Cease ye from flesh, What do they all add up to? They add up to this. Awaken from the hypnotism that you are standing in a human body of flesh. That is the hypnotic picture. It is the picture that comes into consciousness because you are unaware of your evolving soul. As you are convinced that Scripture is awakening you to your soul, as you are convinced that the various demonstrations of the Bible are teaching you that you are not in a human body, that that is the hypnotic illusion of your senses, then you will realize that the transfiguration of Jesus and the various other demonstrations in the Bible are telling you that you are in your spiritual body now. Yes, you don't have to attain it. You are in it now. And the only thing that stops you from realizing it is the hypnotism of the human mind. How big is that spiritual body? You've heard the word omnipresence. You've heard the word soul to spirit. Why don't you do it now? Why don't you sow to spiritual omnipresence? If you can find a place in the universe and beyond this universe that is not the Spirit of God, you are not accepting omnipresence. If you can find a place in this universe or beyond, into limitless infinity, that is not your spiritual body, you are not accepting omnipresence. Your spiritual body is here now, and it extends beyond visible space, just as the body of Jesus extends into first visible light and then to invisible light. This is your spiritual body. Identify it. And do better than that. Learn now to live in it. Learn how to transfigure in consciousness. Make the leap into the fullness of your body, even if it is only a willingness to try to accept that you have an infinite spiritual body which no human eyes have ever seen. Go all the way with it now. Where you are is an image called your body. That image should become obsolete in your consciousness. Don't squeeze yourself inside that image. Slowly let yourself expand as living light. Feel it. Feel your slow transfiguration. Five feet, 10 feet, as far as your awareness can handle, up, down, a circle of light expanding out 20 feet, 40 feet, 100 feet, as living light. That is not even yet a fraction of you. beyond further, and now into the invisible, so that you are the color of the atmosphere. It is you. It is your invisible spiritual body. Ever out further and further, like waves eddying out from a little pebble. Feel the scope of your body. Your mind may end at one place. That's just a false horizon. Your body ends nowhere. It is boundless. There is no way your brain can contain it. It is the omnipresent spirit. It is real. It's alive. It is here. It is everywhere. Your omnipresent spiritual body is a reality. Can you accept that? Can you bring yourself to the level of belief that this must be so, that this is what the Son of God really is? Can you see that in this boundless spiritual body, there is no other body, there are no human bodies within it? They are images in the world mind. Your spiritual body, which is omnipresent, is behind all of the visible bodies in this world. They are images in the world mind, and your spiritual body is the only body that is here. There is no place where your spiritual body does not exist. It is infinite. You can sit in the quiet, realizing the presence of this body. And as you do, you will understand that the hypnotism which makes individual human bodies appear, which ignores the presence of this invisible, infinite spiritual body, is the cause of every problem on this earth. It creates a false separation. By seeing images where only the infinite spiritual body is. And that spiritual body is alive, acting, living, manifesting, maintaining a perfect harmony in all its invisible activities. Now let us expand. Expand your spiritual body, which is infinite, into and outside of your first incarnation and your last incarnation. Expand that body through all past incarnations and all so-called future incarnations, and see that it is too large to be contained within this incarnation. It extends back thousands of years before Abraham. It extends outward thousands of years unto the end of the world and beyond. So that on both sides of known time, either past or future, your body extends because it is infinite and eternal. And see that all images in time of your past incarnations and all future incarnations of anyone who was walking this earth is nothing more than the same hypnotism we are experiencing in our human sense of life at this moment. All there is the one infinite body of spirit. Behind all that appears as time and images in time, behind the world, behind the activities of the world. Yes, that is your infinite spiritual body, which is ageless and deathless. Which is everywhere. Which is beyond the reach of the five human senses and therefore ignored by man. But it is the secret of Jesus, the secret of Moses, the secret of Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and so forth. And when you, through daily practice, live in it, you will learn to accept the qualities of that spiritual body, just as you will learn that that spiritual body is all that exists here and no other. You will learn that only the qualities of that spiritual body exist here and no other. That spiritual body is your body. And, do not be shocked, that spiritual body is the body of God. Your spiritual body and the spiritual body of God are one body. And it is in that knowledge that I and the Father are one spiritual body. Practice daily, lived in, understood, trusted, that the qualities of God functioning in the spiritual body of God function in your experience, dissolving the illusions of error, lack, limitation, evil, crime, sin, and whatever disturbances clutter up the purity of being in our experience. The spiritual body in the midst of us is mighty. It doeth the works. It is always alive, always functioning, always maintaining its perfection. And whoever is attuned to the realization that it is all, is living in his or her spiritual body, and it doeth the works. This is sowing to omnipresent spirit . Now, if you were to do this sufficiently to get the feel of it, you would feel a stability which is beyond anything mind can devise. And whoever has been doing it for some time knows what that stability is like. You feel that you can trust your spiritual body to be the only presence. And you can therefore look at the hypnotized activities of this world with detachment. You don't get this detachment from personal willpower. You get it from the experience of your spiritual body. So that, for some reason, most of the time, if you're faithful to this, your own body is relatively free. then the disturbances sneak in as they do, you're not too overly concerned. You know it's just a matter of getting back to the realization that the body with the disturbances is not your body. Your body is the infinite spiritual body. And the only reason you think you've got this problem is because you're living in the concept of your own human physical body. You haven't developed this consciousness of the spiritual body, which is everywhere. Now, you know that we're not saying this because we invented it in our brain, or even because we read it in a book. The only way you can talk about this sort of thing is to go through the daily experience of living in that spiritual body and watching what it does. And then being grateful that those who were able to make that discovery shared it with us. Before I forget it, I would like you to read something which will help you understand why you have not really been able to live in your spiritual body as well as you should have. If you were a subscriber to Joel's letters in the 60s, then just look at your 1964 letter in April. April 1964. Its title is No End. No End. Now what that means is that there's no spiritual body and. There's no God and. There's only your spiritual body. And then there's no hypnotism and. There's no lack, no limitation. There's no sin, there's no disease. There aren't 500 different kinds of germs that can attack you. There's no error. There's no war. You see, all these are part of the same hypnotism. Just as there's no God and, no spirit and, there's no hypnotism and, because that which we call the evil or the disturbance, that is the hypnotism. Hypnotism is everything that troubles us. All because of the separation between the human brain and the evolving soul. The ascending soul and the human brain being separate, we have what is probably called accurately a dream consciousness. And it's that dream consciousness in which all of the so-called deadly problems affect us. We say, I have emphysema. No, we don't. We have a separation between the ascending soul and the human brain. We say we have rheumatism, arthritis. We say we have a terminal something or other. We say the face is beginning to show the wrinkles of old age. We say there's crime and corruption in high places. All this is true to the human brain. And all of it exists because the human brain is separated from the ascending soul. One hypnotism, one separation, separates us from infinite spirit, and then the walls of humanhood crash down around us with all the ills that we are acquainted with. Remove the hypnotism, and the evils go with it. Now, the chapter that Joel wrote in the book Realization of Oneness the fourth chapter, I think. Anyway, it's called No End. I think it's the fourth chapter. No End. In the book Realization, which came out in 1967, that chapter in there, which was published after Joel made his transition, is the same as the 1964 letters in April, which was also titled No End. They're one and the same. So either you have the letters you subscribed to in the year 64, or you have the book, Realization of Oneness. But please, get it, read it, assimilate it. You will see and you will discover that by revealing to you the nature of hypnotism, it also reveals to you how you can find and live in your spiritual body. But it's more than just a chapter. It's so powerful, because it's so true, that if this chapter were understood by every person who walks this earth, you could close all your hospitals tomorrow. I mean, we would be in the new heaven and the new earth. Once you break the hypnotism of the five senses, you are breaking universal hypnotism. And you are no longer a hostage to the universal mind. You are released, no longer held captive. Omnipresence is a marvelous word, but if you don't take it out of the word stage, you're missing the great experience of breaking universal hypnotism. Now, if you have been getting the understanding that your spiritual body is the only body you have, it should be clear to you that you are not in a human body. And it should be clear to you that the human body is a hypnotic image produced by the separation of your evolving soul and your human brain. And that every disease of the body is equally a hypnotic image produced by the same cause. And that every world problem is simply the collective appearance of this individual separation of each person in his evolving soul and his brain. If you know that is the central cause of hypnotism, you can see why we are told that man is separated from God. Only the soul knows God, and the brain does not know the soul. You are not in a human body. You are in a counterfeit image produced by hypnotism or separation from your own soul. Your reality is one with God, and this is what you hold to. I am the spiritual body of God. My spiritual body is one with God. The errors and evils and lacks and limitations of the human body are not mine. I do not have to remove them. I have to quietly realize that they are not here, because here is my spiritual body. I am the presence of spirit. I am that spirit which is not inside a lifespan. That's another false parenthesis. That's a little bookend over here and a little bookend over there with a hypnotic image in between. I'm not in any of it. That lifespan isn't me. I am infinite spirit. I have an infinite spiritual life which is in my spiritual body. I'm erasing lifespans. I'm erasing incarnations. I'm accepting the Lazarus appearance. I have gone into the human body tomb, and I am no longer accepting it. And I am stepping out into my infinite spiritual body. I am not accepting the possibility of death. I am not accepting myself in the body that dies. I am not accepting the possibility of disease. I am not in the body that can have disease. I am not accepting the images of the brain or the universal images of the collective mind of man. You shall know the truth that you are the spiritual body of God, and the truth will make you free. Again, we will stand in the visible, expand as light, out 10, 20, 50, 100 feet. Now into the invisible. And now out into infinity. I am the infinite invisible spiritual body. Every quality of God is my quality. There is no quality of God that is not in my infinite spiritual body now. This body has no problem. This body has no lack. This body has no limitation that the human mind can devise. This body is perfect as God. And that is why my Father has told me, be perfect as your Father which art in heaven. For Son, all that I have is thine. Come now, live in the body I have given you. That is my divine will, that you be perfect. For you have found the kingdom of God on earth, and all things are added unto you. Lack is a lie of the human senses. The moment you accept it, you say, I am not living in the infinite spiritual body of God. The moment you reject it, you are accepting the spiritual body of God, which has no lack. When you reject the lie, the truth becomes operative in your experience. When you have a disease, you are rejecting your spiritual body. You are saying, look, I have this disease. It's making me uncomfortable. It's frightening me. It's threatening me. I fear it. I must protect against it. That is part of the hypnotism of separation from your own spiritual body. The antidote is to know the truth. Be still. Take no thought for your body. In the face of the most dire calamity, know I and my Father are one. The presence of God is here. in and as my spiritual body, I trust the Father's perfection to maintain this body forever. I don't have to make my human body recover. Listen carefully. I don't have to make my human body recover. That should be your consciousness. I have no human body, and therefore I have no human bodily condition. I am living in a spiritual body, which is the body of God. These may be empty words when you first utter them. They will not be when you reach the realization of that body. And so practice the acceptance of the qualities of that spiritual body. It is never sick because it is under perfect divine law. It is never suffering. It is never in any way less than perfect. You have the Father's word on that. And so start living in it. Discard the concept of a human body, no matter how much it clings to you. It may hurt. It may cause you problems. But it's only causing the false sense of you problems. It may seem to have an insufficiency of something or an overabundance of something else. But place your consciousness in heaven. Not in what you're going to do about that body, but in the body that is your real body, and rest there. That human body is not eternal life, because it does not have the life of God in it. Your spiritual body is eternal life because it does function with the life of God. When you make the choice between this human image called body and your spiritual body, which is omnipresent and perfect forever, you're making the choice between a temporary life in the flesh and an eternal life. You're making the choice between death or transition. This spiritual body is self-existent. It depends on nothing in the human world. It is under grace. And the law of grace that it is that it is sufficient unto the body in every way. So that when you have an insufficiency, don't try to fill that insufficiency with things, but recognize that you are in the body which suffers insufficiency and transfer to the real body, the body of spirit, which is never insufficient. My grace is thy sufficiency in all things. That means that insufficiency is hypnotism. It's as hypnotic an image as the human body itself. It means that all of the repairs that the human body needs all the time are simply the evidence that it is not the divine creation. You see, it's the fourth world, the fourth area of consciousness. You're going to step into the spiritual body awareness, which is going to lead your soul up, release it, to move into the sixth world, where it will rediscover your spiritual selfhood and conceive there an awareness of your true self, your immaculate, infinite Christhood. I hope you're getting the basic divine plan here. The Master Planner has made it quite clear to us, once we have accepted the Father as all-knowing and all-present, without opposite, and then accept the spiritual body as all-present, without opposite, we can move into accepting the omnipotence of that spiritual body. You see, how can there be a spiritual body with the qualities of God unless it also has the omnipotence of God built into it? And so with the omnipresence of your spiritual body, now add the omnipotence of your spiritual body. One perfect body, self-maintained forever. That is why your spiritual body never dies. The perfect source, which is God's Spirit, makes the perfect body, which is your spiritual body. Perfect source, perfect body. When you accept an imperfect body, you are rejecting a perfect source. You're saying, God was not the creator of this body. And you're right. But the solution isn't to stay in it and try to ask God to repair it. The solution is to recognize that God is your source and God is perfect, and accept the body now that you will fully realize when you reach the sixth level of consciousness. Accept that body now instead of the body you seem to be living in. And accept the power of God to maintain that body now. Because truly, that is how you live in the now. Every time you accept an imperfection in your life, you are accepting that God is not omnipotent. But God is omnipotent. Therefore, imperfection is impossible. There can be no imperfection from an omnipotent, perfect source. Therefore, you're looking at what you think is real, but it's hypnotism again. Now, reverse that. Do not accept imperfection as reality. And do not be concerned about how you're going to get rid of it from the external method, but rather be concerned about how you can live in the quiet acceptance that in spite of this visible imperfection, I can know the truth that my perfect source being God, everything emanating from that perfect source must be perfect, and what didn't emanate from that perfect source cannot exist. It simply must be illusion. The imperfection I'm suffering from has no way to exist because God is present and God is perfect. What is the imperfection? Again, hypnosis. How do you break hypnosis? Know the truth and the truth will make you free. Now we're going to have to do that more often. We're going to have to break hypnosis in every conceivable way in order to live on the other side of silence, in order to experience the treasures that are now available in that perfect body which we are invited to live in consciously day by day. When you were looking at the various healings of Jesus in the Bible, it probably did not occur to you that what he was doing was revealing one spiritual body behind each individual who seemingly recovered. We thought that was a cripple, and that was a blind man, and that was a deaf man. But there was one perfect spiritual body behind all three, and behind the leper, and behind the demoniac, and so forth. The revelation that there is one perfect spiritual body was demonstrated. And if you could read the picture, without the words being necessary, you would see that these recoveries were the removal of hypnotism to show that there stands one perfect spiritual body. And because that spiritual body, which was revealed as perfect and therefore demonstrated harmony, was proven to be so, and there is only one, that must have been your omnipresent spiritual body that Jesus revealed. And that's why Paul said we are all one in the body of Christ. Now you know that's a different substance than atomic flesh.
The teeth don't fall out of your spiritual body. There's no brain concussion. There's no aging process. It doesn't dry up. Now get convinced of this. I mean, work on yourself. Get that mind of yours to turn around and live. Because when you're convinced of it, you're going to spend part of every day making sure that you work at living in that perfect, omnipresent, omnipotent spiritual body, and you're going to reject everything that denies that is your body. And out of that will come a technique, a capacity, a hidden resource . You will begin experiencing your divine life. You will show forth the presence of God where you stand. And if you will do this, and refer back again and again and again to that chapter 4 in Realization of Oneness, No End, I can assure you, not only will your world be transformed into the image and likeness of God, but in a very short space of what we call human time, you will know that you are walking in truth. No one will have to tell you. Grace has a beautiful way of demonstrating its presence to those who walk in their spiritual body. And with that, I suppose we could say that our three self-surrender tapes have brought us to the point where